the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil. Brothers and sisters, in the previous episode, we were discussing the different constituents of supplication. As you were previously with us, we concluded that there are three constituents present in the reality of supplication. The first one is the spiritual attraction, the second one is the supplicant himself, and the third one is al-mad'uv, or the Almighty Allah. Now, we have fully discussed the concept of spiritual attraction, the first constituent. And regarding the second constituent, as we were saying, there are a couple of conditions to be met for a genuine supplicant. If the supplicant is to be counted from among the genuine supplicants whose supplications are responded to, supplications will get him closer to the station of mercy of the Almighty Allah, he has to observe these conditions. He has to keep these conditions in mind. Now, we were saying that he must realize that the Almighty Allah is the absolute rich, he is the absolute powerful, and at the same time, he must realize the Almighty Allah's closeness to him. Once Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked, "Have you seen your God?" And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Do I worship what I do not see?" And then Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked how he had seen God, and he replied, "La tudrikuhu al-uyun bi mushahadati al-ayan." The eyes do not see him, but the hearts perceive him. "Walakin tudrikuhu al-qulub bi haqa'iq al-iman." The hearts perceive him with the facts of faith. قريب من الأشياء غير ملامس وبعيد منها غير مباين. He is near to things without mixing with them, and far from them without neglecting them. This is the kind of definition that the Imam, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, presents if we want to understand this kind of closeness of the Almighty Allah better. Imam Ali alayhi salam in another sermon says, سَبَقَ فِي الْعُلُوِّ فَلَا شَيْءَ أَعْلَى مِنْهِ. He is so high that nothing is higher than him. وَقَرُبَ فِي الدُّنُوبِ فَلَا شَيْءَ أَقْرَبْ مِنْهِ. He is so near that nothing is nearer than him. فَلَا اسْتِعْلَاؤُهُ بَاعَدَهُ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ وَلَا قُرْبُهُ سَوَاهُمْ فِي الْمَكَانِ بِهِ. Neither his highness makes him far away from his creatures, nor does his nearness make him equal to them. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam describes Almighty Allah with.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Aleem, He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Now, up to now, we have counted different conditions for a genuine supplicant. The state of being submissive to the Almighty Allah, understanding that the Almighty Allah in the state of absolute power, and understanding that the Almighty Allah is pretty much close to Him. Now, the fourth condition is sincerity, that I assume we have discussed prior to mentioning the different constituents of supplication. Now, one of the conditions in a genuine supplicant, is good manners. A supplicant should engage practice supplication with good manners and in complete humbleness. Ibn Fahd al-Hilli says, there was a certain believer who had worshipped God for 70 years, spending his nights in worshipping and his days in fasting. One day, he asked God for a need, but his request was not answered. He addressed his very self, saying, "You are responsible. What have you been doing all this long time?" So he is now telling himself, if you had been good, your need would have been answered. Then God sent him an angel to tell him, "O son of Adam, when you were checking your own defects, you were criticizing yourself, and you were in a state which was better than your worships." In other words, the best kind of good manners is obedience. This servitude towards the Almighty Allah, this self-denial, this confessing one's faults, this is the reality of supplication. This is the reality of servitude, and this servitude is nothing but humbleness towards the Almighty Allah. Such have been the morals of the prophets and our infallible imams. Concerning the matter of obedience and servitude to God, Allama Tabatabai has stipulated certain conditions, all of which are based on the Holy Quran, and we will, God willing, refer to some of them in this episode. So, this is yet another condition for a genuine supplicant, to be at the presence of the Almighty Allah with the best manners possible in supplication. And these manners not only will show and will come from actually sincerity, but also they will show the kind of real invoking the Almighty Allah. Now, we will, God willing, have a look at what Allama Tabatabai has stipulated in the commentary regarding the verses of the Holy Quran. Thank you for staying with us in this episode, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through